Ornithology 103. We came to study the seagulls. When our field trip to the sea didn't pan out, budget cuts, we caravanned to the dump, fording through oceans of crud to see the gulls in their habitat. Necklaced with binoculars, we monitored their behavior, scribbled field notes. It's true, they've learned to slam and shatter tinned fish like clams against the rocks and comb through swells of metals, denuded Christmas trees, tables protruding like pectoral fins, and even drowning mannequins for stray crumbs, dabs of meat, and best of all, deshelled crab meat. When our professor, spying a herring gull, wandered off, we ditched our binoculars and played king of the trash heap, rapiering freshmen with umbrellas. Too late we turned when the gulls unburied the creature, when it coughed up bright ribbons of plastic sglopped with blood, when it shimmied on a belly bloated by improbable hungers towards us, when it dressed itself with fruit peels, a hooked fish, a garnish of glass, and even its own intestines, a map looping back to us. Too late I turned when it curled eel slick against me, as if I were its father.